This is your classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. And South Australia is very much known for its renewable energy, its green energy. And today is no different. We're talking this morning about hydrogen. And there's a plant being set up in Tonsley, closer to Adelaide than out here in the regions, but it will benefit Whyalla. I'm joined this morning by Craig Delane with the Australian Gas Infrastructure Group. How are you this morning, Craig?
Good, thank you.
So can you tell me a little bit about this hydrogen energy plan?
This is a globally leading project that we're delivering here in South Australia, Hydrogen Park South Australia. The concept is we take renewable electricity, so our solar, our wind, and we combine that through a process called electrolysis with water. So the H2O, we electrolyse the water, we capture the H2, and we put that into our gas distribution network to supply homes and businesses in South Australia. It is a complete carbon-free way to make gas, and it's the future of our industry.
I mean, that does sound very good as well. What kind of stuff does hydrogen, what is it used for in South Australia?
It will be used exactly like we use gas today. So it is a substitute for natural gas that we use today. Like I said, when you use renewable electricity, combine that with water, it is a complete carbon-free gas, and that is the key difference.
Hmm. Of course, water itself is a very useful component as far as human beings. We drink it, we use it in our crops and stuff. How water efficient is a process like hydrogen, using renewable energy to produce hydrogen?
It is very efficient. And for example, if we were to convert, which is one of our ambitions, the entire gas supply of South Australia to renewable hydrogen using the process I described earlier, it would be equivalent to around about a 2% increase in the total water supplied by SA Water. So very achievable. The other point I'll make is that these units aren't that fussy about the water that they take. So the electrolysis plant that makes the renewable hydrogen comes with a gas purification unit. So we can look at other forms of water, such as wastewater, to make hydrogen.
Oh, right. Okay. So we're not just restricted to, you know, just pure H2O. It can be, I don't know about salt water, but just any, I guess, source of water?
It can be a renewable source of water. And you mentioned salt water. There is a lot of work going on at the moment so that we could use salt water into the future to make hydrogen. So there's a lot of research, a lot of technology development that will see the inputs that we can use expand over time, which is incredibly exciting.
Of course, Whyalla out here in the Upper Spencer Gulf will be a beneficiary of this program. How so?
So what we're doing and what we announced today is a really exciting partnership with Bok Gas. So that renewable hydrogen that we're making at the Tonsley Innovation District, which is the old Mitsubishi manufacturing plant located 10 kilometres south of the Adelaide CBD, we've entered into an arrangement to put what's called tube and trailer refilling infrastructure on site. So what that essentially is, a truck will pull up to HypeSA, it will fill up with renewable hydrogen through large tubes on the back of that truck, which means we can transport that hydrogen to any location. And I'm very pleased to announce that Whyalla will be the first region and the industry within Whyalla, the first region to receive renewable hydrogen using this tube trailer refilling facility.
Okay, so you said like renewable hydrogen can be used to replace natural gas as it is. What's the main difference there, I guess, as far as environmental benefits?
The main difference is that renewable hydrogen is 100% carbon-free. 100% carbon-free. So like I said, and what I really like, the concept of our solar panels that are installed on our homes, on our businesses, we can use that solar energy not just to make renewable electricity, but we can use it to make hydrogen, renewable gas. So it opens up another new market for renewable electricity, completely carbon-free. We're using our sun, we're using our wind combined with water to make renewable hydrogen gas. It is the way of the future.
Obviously, industry in Whyalla is excited about this. They're getting on board from the get-go. But have you found there's been enthusiasm for it from other industries as well?
Absolutely. Absolutely there is, because they can see the environmental benefits and they can see, the energy security benefits by making this renewable hydrogen in our own regions, in our own state and in our own economy more broadly. So there is a lot of excitement. So renewable hydrogen, not just used by homes and businesses, not just used by large industry, but we can also use it going forward as a fuel to provide transport fuel, such as trucks, such as buses, and such as the passenger vehicles that we drive today.
And with this hydrolysis process, is it used anywhere else in Australia, or will South Australia be leading the way?
South Australia is absolutely leading the way on this front. So there are other projects around Australia. They are trial projects, much like HyPSA. The difference with ours is it is the largest demonstration facility, and it is the only demonstration facility that is supplying industry and that is supplying homes and businesses. So it is not only an exciting project for Australia, it is exciting globally. It's one of about two or three projects across the world doing what we're doing.
Okay, that's really exciting stuff. Where to from here? Obviously, this project sounds like a real big deal. What are the plans for the future?
The plans for the future? So we're working on plans to transition the entire region of Whyalla and the entire state of South Australia to 10% hydrogen. And we're then working on plans to go from 10% to 100% hydrogen. So we've got a strong ambition to increase the blending ratio, increase the amount of hydrogen that we supply to homes and businesses over time. We want to increase the customer industrial base that we've got beyond Whyalla and also within Whyalla. And we also want to really hit that transport market. So really start to deliver hydrogen refueling infrastructure so we can use hydrogen to power our cars, our buses and our trucks.
No worries. Well, Craig, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for your time.
As Craig Delane, General Manager of People and Strategy with the Australian Gas Infrastructure Group on your Classic It's Breakfast.